The Gemara in Sota tells us that just like God does Bikur Cholim and does Nicham Avelim, like he did by Avram Avinu, so too we have an obligation to do Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelim. So one of the traditional words we say, even though it's not explicitly in the Gemara, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem Besoch Shavar Shavar Tzion Yerushalayim, may God comfort you among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. So it's not in the Gemara, but they look in the poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, Prima Gadin, others, Shulchan Aruch HaRav discuss it. Either way, that is the minig, at least in Ashkenaz circles, that's what we say. And what's the purpose? It's supposed to, on one hand, try to support the Avel, as opposed to give him perspective and give him some hope, some optimism. So we have in the Truvist Vehanhagos, that's Rev Moshe Sternbuch, he says, what's the pshat? Why are we bringing up Zion and Jerusalem for? So Rev Moshe Sternbuch points out that we want to teach this yesod, this message to the mourner, to the avel, that just like when we view Churban Abayis, Churban Yerushalayim, it's a national tragedy. You know, Avelis, Tisha B'Av is a national day of Avelis because we lost the Beis HaMikdash. So just like Churban Habayis, Tisha B'Av is of national significance, so too, all of Klal Yisrael sharing your loss as well. And so too, the dislike to Churban Habayis is a national significance, so too, as we say, ultimately, the mourning will be turned into comfort. So too, the family as well will ultimately be comfort. That's the saying we say. And some point that as well, you say, Amakim Minachim Eschem, let's say there's only one person. Do you do it in plural? So some say yes, because why, as we mentioned in a different shir, that because Nicham Avelim has both aspects, Kovet Achai and Kovet Ameis, honor to the living, honor to the dead. And that's why we go ahead and say, so that's the whole discussion, the Rambam and the Rush, whether Nicham Avelim, when everyone agrees Nicham Avelim is Kodem Bikur Cholim, is that just on the week or is that on Yontov as well? So perhaps it's because according to the Rambam, there's no Avelis, you're not an Avel on Yontov. There's no Avelis, at all, according to Rush, you are. So perhaps that could be this different Minhagim. What if, do you say, let's say someone has a funeral on Chol HaMoed, so it's Yontif. So after, usually when you leave the cemetery, you do the Makam Yinachem Eschem. Do you do HaMakam Yinachem Eschem on Chol HaMoed? So perhaps it's totally on this issue. This Machokas Rambam and the Rush on whether you have a din of an Avel or not. According to the Rambam, you're not an Avel. There's no Avelis on Yontif. So what am I saying? Hamakam Yinachem Eschem. But according to the Rush, it would make sense. And perhaps according to the Rambam, as we said, if you say, like we said, that's the Kovet Ameis, maybe that's the Kovet Ameis, it would make sense, because really, strictly speaking, we say Hamakam, and you can be Nicham Avelim. Or perhaps that as well, that's the issue about saying Kaddish. So, again, you know, someone said it happened to them, and they said, their posik said you don't begin Kaddish until after Yontov's over. So I'm not sure about that or not, but what's the issue? Whether you begin Kaddish, you know, right away, you know, because Pashas Kaddish isn't linked to whether it's Olo Aminyan Shiva or not. But I guess, you know, how do you define? at what, you know, you don't say kaddish until you become an aval. So perhaps one could argue, according to the Rambam Shita, maybe that's what to discuss, that you don't say kaddish until after. According to the Rush, it would seem that you would, that, you know, that could be part of the Nakudas. Either way, that's what we say, Hamaka, that we want to point out, that just like Yushalayim, the Churban Abayis is of national significance, so too all of Klal Yisrael care about you. And just like there's a Nechama by the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a Nechama, ultimately you'll be comforted with your family. So it's interesting they use the word Hamakam, Yinachem. Didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We use it as well by Bikur Cholim. But what's this Alashin Hamakam? So, some point out that perhaps since we're dealing with a tragedy, or you know, a tragedy, but at least a sad issue, we're talking about someone losing a loved one, so a sad, tragic event. So therefore, we don't want to associate God's name with tragedy, so we say Hamakam. It's more indirect. Like we say, let's say, why don't Emaf seek and Bekolos? You don't want to add another bracha when you're talking about prinios, or when involved in something which is, let's say the Rambam, even though it's a by shofar gezula, we still we don't want to make a bracha. So either way, so that's why we say hamakam. Therefore, it's more subtle that we don't want connecting God to the tragedy. The Sitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, he refers this to a Gemara in Chagiga, Hey Amid Beis, that after the Churban Habayis and the Golas, so the Gemara says there that as we were losing our Kovod Shamayim, we're getting sent into exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put away a hidden place for mourning over the Churban. Until later on, we'll be restored and we'll get comforted. But he put away, so to speak, a hidden place for mourning. So when we comfort a family that just lost their loved one, that's why the Lashon Hamakom, to convey that just like as God will comfort, that God says the comfort will come to those who mourn Zion and Yerushalayim, so too the family will also be comforted. Others point out that place is referring to the place Hamakom, the next world. That now your loved one now is up there. He's in a much better place. He went from one part of the house to a much nicer place. We're using Hamakom that to show the spiritual achievements of the Nifter. And therefore, it's a source of comfort because we see that he's enjoying reaping the rewards now. He's no longer suffering, so to speak, and he's up in Shamayim. Well, and others, I think, Rav Dessler, Eliyahu Dessler, explains in the Mikhtav Me Eliyahu that the term Makom is, you know, everyone says, and it's not always true. I mean, it is true. It's not that it's not true, but it's not always true. Time heals. So sometimes, you know, you have to wait. It's all about timing. That is true. Time heals most of the time or some of the time, but that's not what we want to teach here. Hamakam Yinachem. It's not that time is healed. It's a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the ability to be comforted. That's what we say, Hamakam Yinachem Eschem. So this is the traditional greeting we give to a mourner, and we bring up Yerushalayim and Zion to show how that it's like that's national significance. So too, every person in Klal Yisrael cares about you, And so too, just like when shall we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, so too, the family who's in Aveilus will ultimately be comforted. So why have Lashon HaMakom? So either to make it more subtle that you don't mention tragedy, but you don't want to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name directly, or as Rev Waldenberg explained, that just like when the Jews were going into exile, God set a certain place for Aveilus, so that's HaMakom, but conveying that just like he comforts those who lost Zion and Shalayim, the family also would be comforted. The term place can mean Olam Haba, and then we're talking about the spiritual achievements of the Nifter to give comfort that he's in a much better place. Or also HaMakom Yinachem, not time isn't, time may or may not, but don't, because God gave us the ability to be comforted and consoled, and that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.